My fiancé came up with delusional excuses as to why my best man couldn't be a woman, saying she was too short as one of them, so I told her that we should call off the wedding if she couldn't take it, and she kicked me out. So, I, 28 M, proposed to my girlfriend Jasmine, 24 F, in March. Earlier this week she and I were talking about wedding plans and she already picked out who her bridesmaids were gonna be and was questioning me about my groomsmen to see who'd walk with who and all that. I told her who I wanted and let her know that my best man was actually going to be my friend Kate, 27 F. Jasmine kind of freaked and was really adamant about her not being the BM. I asked her why and she listed off a lot of reasons, none of which I believe. She said it'll look weird in the photos, it'll be weird when Kate has to walk down the aisle with her maid of honor, that she doesn't want Kate to be distracting to guests, that Kate's too short, WTF, to stand next to a bunch of 6 feet plus guys. The reasons were ridiculous, and I told her as much. She told me I should respect her wishes for the wedding and gave me suggestions for other BMs. I know the real reason might be jealousy, but I don't want to just drop it and go along with her insecurities. We ended up getting into a big argument. Jas was upset that I wasn't budging on my stance and I was mad she was acting so irrational. She was being really accusatory about why I wanted Kate in the wedding so bad. I finally told her if she doesn't want to let me have this one thing, maybe there shouldn't be a wedding at all. She got really angry and told me to just leave our apartment. I've been couch surfing at a friend's for the past couple days, not Kate. Last time I tried to talk to Jas, she asked if I was ready to apologize and I said no, cause I don't want her to think she was right about forbidding me from letting Kate be in the wedding. And before anyone asks, no, Kate and I have never been intimate or romantic. She's been one of my closest friends and introduced me to my current social circle. I used to be an awkward nerdy guy who had trouble making friends, now I'm an awkward nerdy guy with a social life. We survived grad school together and she's been with me through high and low parts of life and it seems insane to not include her in my wedding. Jas and Kate know each other but aren't friends, and over time Jas got used to me having a close female friend without being jealous slash mistrusting, or so I thought. Am I a jerk here? Edit, I should mention, Jasmine has never acted this way before and is usually pretty easygoing and understanding. And she didn't so much as kick me out as she said, well, maybe you should just go then, and I called her bluff and left. She tried to get me to come back, and also apologize, but we're both hard-headed when it comes to what we want. I don't want to call off the wedding and I get why Jas was upset by me saying we should, but I wanted her to know how serious I was. Update. My fiancé and I ended up making up and reconciling a few days later. We were talking compromises and it was still a touchy subject but I thought it was going good and we'd recover. I wish I could leave it at that. She's now my ex-fiancé. A little over 2 weeks after our fight, a friend of Jas contacted me. She told me Jasmine had been venting to her friends over the Kate situation and she couldn't keep quiet any longer because it wasn't fair to me. This friend sent me messages between Jasmine and them where Jasmine is essentially talking about not trusting me and Kate and saying some pretty derogatory things about her. If that was it, I'd be angry but not furious. Long story short, the conversation turns into some confusing conversation I didn't have much context for, but I got the gist. The friend that sent me the messages filled me in with what she knew. Basically, Jas had an affair before we got engaged. It had allegedly been just one time with some guy she doesn't talk to anymore, but I don't know what to believe. Based on the messages, it seems like that was the case. Apparently all of her friends knew about this and I was being played the whole time. I talked to Jas and she denied it, but I told her I didn't care, she needed to leave. She was throwing a fit and refused to, so I left my own home again because of her. Told her I'd tell everyone what she did if she didn't pack up her things and go by the time I returned. It worked. 2 days later I came back and she was gone. She's tried contacting me to set things right, but I'm not interested. She can keep the ring for all I care at this point, I just don't want to see her yet. I felt so stupid and worthless and embarrassed. I didn't tell anyone the reason we broke it off. No idea what Jas is telling people, and I don't care. The past month and a half has been a nightmare, but I've been slowly recovering my pride, and I'm trying to convince myself what she did was her own fault, not mine. It works about half the time. And because I know some of you are going to ask because you think this is some rom-com, I didn't go running to Kate. I've hardly spoken to her or anyone else for a while now. I've been enjoying quarantine and being left alone. That's my final update on the situation. Those of you who said Jas was being paranoid because she had something to hide can go pat yourselves on the back.